Miles Davis, John Coltrane, Oscar Peterson, Ella Fitzgerald, Frank Sinatra, and more on Jazz for the Asking.
Well, hello everyone, and welcome to another edition of Jazz for the Asking from PCJ Radio International. We begin today with the theme song, another theme song that was well connected with the TV series Peanuts, which was the cartoon that made a number of TV specials for CBS. Here's one of the most recognizable themes for the characters from that TV series. It's called Linus and Lucy. The Vince Guaraldi Trio, playing Linus and Lucy, a theme used for two of the characters from the Peanuts Gang. This is from an album that was released way back when, called The Peanuts Portraits, the Classic Character Themes. The version that has been released on CD includes some differences because there's some re-recordings of some of the most famous themes on it. We now move to Jimmy Smith, an artist who we're going to be featuring very soon on our portrait series. This is from one of his earlier albums that was recorded on Blue Note before he made the switch over to Verve Records. It features Lou Donaldson on alto sax, Tina Brooks on tenor sax, Eddie McFadden on guitar, Art Blakely on drums. The album is called Cool Blues, probably named after the Charlie Parker composition of the same name, which is featured on the album. But instead, we're going to take a listen to A Night in Tunisia.
Thank you.
A Night in Tunisia, performed by Jimmy Smith and his group. It was recorded live at the Small Paradise in New York City on April 7th, 1958. There's an introduction of the track by Babs Gonzalez, who says that they're now going to play an insane night in Tunisia. And I think that's probably a more appropriate name, don't you? You're listening to Jazz for the Asking from PCJ Radio International. If you wish to contact us, our email address is very simple, jazz@pcjmedia.com. That's jazz@pcjmedia.com. We now move to Vital Information, a group that I had a chance to see live in 2002 at the Beijing International Jazz Festival. This is from the album called Show 'em Where You Live, and here they are playing Cat and Mouse. Thank you. The great vital information with Cat and Mouse from the album, Show 'em Where You Live. We now have a request for a little bit of Lester Young. Lester Young, during the beginning of his career in the 1930s, recorded with some of the biggest jazz bands of the day. Count Basie, Len Hardman, Basie's Bad Boys, which was a group that Count Basie had, Teddy Wilson, even Billie Holiday. The recording we're going to take a listen to is one of his early attempts to perform solo. It was recorded December 21st, 1943, and it's called I've Got Rhythm.
Mm-hmm.
great Lester Young playing George and Ira Gershwin's I've Got Rhythm. If you'd like to hear something on the program, do let us know with the email address that I gave just a moment ago, jazz@pcjmedia.com. There, I gave it again. We now move to a very fascinating performer. He doesn't just perform the traditional standards by well-known composers of the 20th century, but also has written himself a number of times, quite often with songs featured on the albums. His name is Harry Connick Jr. He hails from New Orleans, and he's not just a band singer, but also a fantastic pianist. Here he is with a bit of a hit that he had in 1990, We Are In Love.
I know you so well. I can't tell by the sound of your voice if you're really in love with me. And you are, you know I can't lie. If I say to you, baby, I love you, then baby, I love you. Oh, and I do. Yes, I do. I do. Could it be that's a phrase you thought never would faze you? Well, baby, you better hold on tight. Cause I'm the one who's supposed to kneel down and propose. Well, all right. Ooh, I might. So when I kiss you goodnight, just sleep tight with a thought that you'll always be caught up in love with me. And you'll dream and the stars up above have the answer of whether we'll be or whether we won't be in love. Well, we are. Yes, we are. I do. Could it be that's a phrase you thought never would face you? Well, baby, oh, you better hold on tight. Cause I'm the one who's supposed to kneel down and propose. Well, all right. Oh, I might. So when I kiss you goodnight, just sleep tight with the thought that you'll always be caught up in love with me. And you dream that the stars up above at the end of whether we'll be or whether we won't be in love. Well, we are. Yes, we are. Ooh, we are. Girl, we are. Indubitably, we
propose. look down at something shocking now. Heaven knows that's 'cause anything goes. And good authors too, who once knew better words, now only know four letter words right in prose. That's 'cause anything goes. The world has gone mad today, and day's night today, and black's white today, and hay's high today, and the guys today, the women prize today are silly gigolos. I know what I'm gonna answer when you propose. Anything goes. Anything, anything goes.
Magic has me in its spell. That old black magic that you weave so well. Those icy fingers up and down my spine. Same old witchcraft when your eyes met mine. Same old tingle that I feel inside. And then that elevator starts to ride. And down, down, down I go. Round, round I go. Like a leaf that's caught in a tide. I should stay away, but what can I do? I hear your name, and I'm aflame. Aflame with such a burning desire that only your kiss can put out the fire. You're the lover that I waited for. You're the mate that fate had me created for. And every time your lips meet mine, darling, down, down, down I go. Round, round, round I go. In a spin, loving that spin I'm in. Under that old black magic call out.
That old black magic with vocalist David Searing featuring the Tommy Newsom LA Big Band All-Stars. When I was looking at the list of musicians in that session, most of them at some point or another performed with the Tonight Show Band when Johnny Carson was hosting the show. Before that, Anna Jackson from the album Under the Covers with Cole Porter's Anything Goes. And we kicked off with Harry Connick Jr. from an album that was released just in France, which is made up of a compilation of recordings from various different albums that he did called France, I Wish You'd Love, with the song We Are in Love. Our final selection today comes from Joe Henderson from the years that he was recording with Blue Note. This is from an album that was originally released on Blue Note called Page One, with Kenny Dorham on trumpet, McCoy Tyner on piano, Butch Warren on bass, Pete LaRocque on drums. It was recorded June 3rd, 1963. And they're performing here a composition that Kenny Dorham wrote himself called Blue Bossa. Thank you. Joe Henderson from the Blue Note release Page One, that also features Kenny Dorham on trumpet, who wrote that track, McCoy Tyner on piano, Butch Warren on bass, Pete LaRocca on drums. It was recorded June 3rd, 1963, and this is from an album released on Blue Note in 1991 called The Blue Note Years, The Best of Joe Henderson. It's still available on the market, but I would suggest you find a more recent version. The most recent one is called The Best of Joe Henderson on Blue Note. It has a different title. More or less the same album, but just has a couple of extra. It's a double CD. Which is actually a lot better than this one. For some reason, when this was issued in 1991, there was no attempt at remastering the original tapes, and the volume is rather low on a couple of them. The album Page One has been reissued on Blue Note, and it's quite an interesting LP. To contact us by email, it's very easy. It's jazz@pcjmedia.com. That's jazz@pcjmedia.com. You can listen to this program again, as well as past editions, by visiting our website, www.pcjmedia.com/JFTA. That's www.pcjmedia.com/JFTA. While you're at the website, there's also some information on an interesting phone app called Stitcher, available for Android phones as well as iPhones and iPads. and you can download this program directly through that app. And I have to say, it's quite fast. That's it. That's all we have time for. We'll see you in 7 days. So long, and take care.